in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
With regards to Stellenbosch, what this indicates is a mindset that is filled with hatred towards black people, is racially prejudiced, and has a view of being superior in every way possible to a fellow young person who happens to be of a different pigmentation to him.
Nishan, two incidents of racism in two different countries, the one at Stellenbosch University in South Africa and then the racially motivated killings in Buffalo in the United States. Do they have any similar roots, even though these are incidents in different countries?
I think very much so. I mean, these are two young people. Both happen to be white. Both happen to be carrying out acts of almost racially based hatred towards people who were not of the same color as themselves. And in the American one in particular, the manifesto left behind by this alleged killer clearly points to his hatred towards African-American people, as well as towards people of Jewish descent, indicating that they had no place in America, and also that they were not considered to be worthy or equal to him in every way possible. So what you get here are young people who have grown up in perhaps homes and environments where their views of the world were influenced, or have gone through schooling systems where that further entrenched those views, or if they didn't entrench it, didn't do much to change it, as well as within their social circles. That kind of language and thinking would have been prevalent, and supremacist ideas and talk about the kinds of actions to back up that ideas of white supremacy would have been fueled by the kinds of discussions in the U.S., particularly on social media and in the post-Trump era that you see playing out across America. And in the same way, you will see similar kinds of sentiments across South Africa and in different parts of the world.
A fundamental question here is, where are young people learning racism and hatred from? Because these are individuals that are born in post-apartheid South Africa. Where does the racism stem from?
I think hatred stems from private places, homes, places of worship, closed sports clubs, where the kinds of thinking that people really have is not ones that they might be displaying in public, unless occasions like this come about. But I think, secondly, across the world today, right-wing racist thinking is on the ascendancy. This is the kind of environment fueled also by fake news, alternative news, unverified news that many young people use to inform their views and thinking about the world. And I think largely, it's a world that's divided between those who think their lives and their identity is under threat and want closed societies, as opposed to many who want open and inclusive societies, but perhaps haven't made the kinds of case about why it is of benefit to everybody within that area to live in inclusive spaces.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.